Chapter 2. What is imagination time?
Imagination time is when you simply have fun with your mind. So we have this reality that we call life, and then we have this dream state that you experience when you go to sleep, but actually there's no difference. This world that we live in is one giant dream, and we all share in it. It's one big collective dream. And unlike the dreams you have when you go to sleep, things take longer to materialize in this third dimensional vortex. I started doing imagination time at the beginning of the pandemic about 2 years ago. And what I would do is, in my humble one-bedroom apartment at the Orsini, I would go outside and I'd lay the sheets and I'd close my eyes and I'd set my timer for 30 minutes. And I started this ritual called imagination time. Imagination time is when I'd go into the future. So it could be a year into the future, 3 years into the future. I'd go into a desired future. I'd imagine myself backstage at the Grammys. And I'd be in the dressing room with my family, all my friends, with everybody I know and I love. And we'd be laughing and talking about dumb things. One of my really good friends, Jermaine, would be making a joke. My mom would be dressed up to the nines. And someone would say, David, it's time for you to go on. And then my security would come and they'd escort me down this long hallway. And the thing about imagination time is you have to give vivid detail to everything. What are people wearing? What does it smell like? What are you wearing? How do you look? So I'd be walking down this long corridor, and then we'd finally get backstage. There'd be this little elevator that I would step on, like a platform that lifted me up on stage. And I'd look down and I'd look at my mom and I'd tell her I love her, and I'd look at my manager and I'd look at everybody. I'd feel this deep sense of gratitude for the moment. Now, this hasn't happened yet, but the more I focus on it, the more the universe will align more moments to bring me closer to this desired result. Now, something I did visualize that has happened is me living in this meager one-bedroom apartment at the Orsini. It wasn't really where I wanted to be in life. I was not making that much money. I had just quit all my design jobs. I was working for OVO, and I was working for Von Dutch, and I was working a lot of these freelance design jobs, but it wasn't really yielding the fruit that I wanted. So one thing I would see in my imagination time is me waking up in a beautiful penthouse with big windows, floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking all of downtown Los Angeles. And I'd be in this big, big white bed, and I'd look to the right of me, and I'd have a beautiful girl in my bed, beautiful girlfriend, and I'd look at her, and I'd just smile and wake up, and I'd go to the kitchen, and I'd make me some breakfast, and I'd feel how it would feel if I actually had what I wanted. I'd take a shower and I'd probably get a call from my lawyer or somebody, and I'd see me just walking around this beautiful penthouse, just living my life. I actually ended up manifesting this reality into my life. At the beginning of the pandemic, while I was living in my one-bedroom apartment, I was grateful. Before the universe can bless you with anything, you must be grateful with what you have. We spend our entire lives looking for the next thing. I want more, I want more, I want bigger, I want bigger. And for the first time in my life, even with me not being where I wanted to be, I was grateful, was happy. And I consistently had imagination time every morning going to this desired reality in the future. And I eventually got the penthouse of my dreams. See, when you focus on your intention, you'll begin to have thoughts. You'll begin to find situations. You'll begin to meet people. You'll begin to get the puzzle pieces that add up to create the reality that you're seeing inside your mind. So at the beginning of the pandemic, I got an idea while everyone was on lockdown to sell my album on Instagram for $7.77. Through doing that, I ended up garnering a multi-million-dollar partnership with a major record company. And in less than 3 months, I moved into my new penthouse. How did I get the penthouse? One day I was just walking down the street and I was in between meetings and something said, walk into that place, see if they have any penthouses available. So I walk in with my natural bravado, and I said, do you guys have any penthouse units available? And they said, we have one. I said, show it to me. They say it's the biggest one. I said, show it to me. So I go up to the 37th floor and I walk in and the light's beaming and radiating off the floor-to-ceiling windows. And I say, this is mine. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care what it is. I said, this is mine. And I was convicted in that thought and I didn't let any other conflicting beliefs stop that thought. I ended up moving into the penthouse 3 days later. I'm going to tell you something even more magical of how the universe will work for you if you believe. I ended up living in that penthouse for about a year and 4 months for free. For free. I paid for the first 2-3 months, but due to the coronavirus, none of my neighbors were paying. So I stopped paying. And month after month after month went by, and I didn't pay. And they didn't say anything. So then one day I got a call from my business management and they said, you've racked up quite a bill at the Griffin. You owe about $126,000. And I said, oh no, that sucks. I said, I want you to call management and tell them that they're never gonna get their money. I'd be willing to pay first and last months, but that's it. And then I'll move. They made the call and they absolved me of paying anything. So I ended up living in a 37th floor penthouse, 3,000 square foot penthouse for free. Imagination time is simply you putting yourself in your desired future. Give it all the shapes of reality. Make sure you give it taste, you give it sound. What does it sound like where you're at? What are you wearing? What do you look like? Who are you with? And I want you every day, just for 15 minutes, start off with 15 minutes. Go to that reality, sink into it, and watch it take shape. Focus your energy, and I promise you, it will materialize. We are all metaphysical beings having a human experience. Neuroscientists have done tests and seen that you could think about working out and it would have the same effects on your brain as you actually working out. Your mind is so powerful that most of us have yet to even tap into a fourth of its potential. Another important fact about imagination time is you must have imagination time upon waking up or right before you go to sleep. One of my favorite philosophers, Neville Goddard, talks about how your brain, when you go to sleep, or right before you go to sleep, you enter REM sleep. Subconsciously, your brain doesn't know what's reality and what's not reality. So when you go into imagination time upon waking up or before you go to sleep, your brain doesn't know whether what you're seeing is real or not. So it begins to manifest itself into your reality. So right when you wake up, go there. Go in your mind. Go to that place. Who are you with? Where are you? It doesn't have to be material. You don't have to materialize a penthouse and a fancy car. You could be materializing your partner, your husband, your wife. You could be materializing your dream job. You could be materializing traveling more. You could be materializing anything, but do it right when you wake up and right before you go to sleep. And when you fall asleep, your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and this dream state. So you'll begin to create this fantasy in real life. I've seen it happen. I've seen my friends try it and I've seen it happen for them. And I know it'll happen for you. Happy imagination time, my friends.